The Old Testament reading for the 15th Sunday after Pentecost comes from Isaiah, the 35th chapter. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute sing for joy. For waters break forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus returned from the region of Tyre and went through Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, in the region of the Decapolis. And they brought to him a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. And taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his fingers into his ears, and after spitting, touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, Ephatha, that is, be opened. And his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. And Jesus charged them to tell no one. But the more he charged them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray one of those verses we just sang. Increase my faith, dear Savior, for Satan seeks by night and day to rob me of this treasure and take my hope of bliss away. But Lord, with you beside me, I shall be undismayed, and led by your good spirit, I shall be unafraid. Abide with me, O Savior, a firmer faith bestow, then I shall bid defiance to every evil foe. Amen. In our Old Testament reading today, Isaiah chapter 35, it is almost as if it were picked especially, not only for this Sunday of the church year as a tie into the gospel reading from Mark 6, but as if it were chosen for today, September 4th, 2021, at a time when I perceive there may probably be some anxiety of heart, some wringing of hands, and even if your knees might not actually knock, I bet that you have spent more than a bit of your sleep time instead worrying, different scenarios playing themselves out in your mind. It is for those kinds of people that Isaiah is told to call out, be strong, fear not, behold your God. He will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. And so, let your anxious hearts rest. Be strong. Take courage. You do not need to worry. Your God has come. He comes to you now again in this service. He will come on the last day with vengeance for your foes. And in order to save you, be strong, fear not, it's going to be all right. And when I say that, what is it that you are expecting to be all right? I don't want to undo the calming effect that I hope just happened here, but, well, Isaiah's words of comfort are only comfort if that is what you were looking for. If your worries are completely about other things, then what Isaiah proclaims may fall on deaf ears. Behold your God. If that is what you are anxious for, if you were anxious for him, then Isaiah says, do not worry. He will come. You will see him. He will come with vengeance, or the recompense, or the repayment of God. If you were worried about your enemies like Satan, like the spiritual forces of evil that we talked about in last Sunday's Bible study, Isaiah says, again, you do not need to worry. God is coming with vengeance and repayment for them. He has not forgotten what they have done. He has not forgotten that they tempt you every single day. He will come and save you. God has not forgotten you. Christ will come again on the last day so that you would be with him forever. Death will be abolished. Tears will be wiped away. Sorrows will be no more. Do not worry, Isaiah says. It is coming. That is the comfort that Isaiah proclaims. Is that what you were looking for? Note that he doesn't say that every worry that you may have right now is going to sort itself out before Christ comes. Isaiah doesn't make any promises about always keeping your current job, nor does he say that the culture is finally going to come around and see things your way, nor does he say that you won't get sick or that you won't die. If those were your worries, then what does that say about us? And what does it say about Isaiah's message that he is sent to proclaim? If in these days we give no thought to God, no thought to how he might be at work at this time, this day, 2021, then what does that say about us? Maybe these times that we are living through have come precisely to show our idols to be false, precisely to reorder our priorities, precisely so that we would focus our eyes nowhere else but on God. So, as I said, Isaiah's message may fall on deaf ears, but that is something that our gospel reading touches upon today. There they bring a man to Jesus who is deaf and who also cannot speak properly. He does not hear as he should. He is not saying what he should. And in the gospel, clearly this is physical problems. And so Jesus sticks his actual fingers in the man's ears. He spits and touches the man's tongue, and then he speaks, "Be opened," and they are opened. The man hears aright. The man speaks correctly. And the deeper reality is that Christ does this not only for those who are physically deaf and mute in Galilee on that day, but for those of us whose spiritual senses have become dull, for those of us who might not respond how we should at times. And we see in the scriptures that only Jesus opens our ears. Only Christ opens our lips to declare his praise and make us speak as we should. Only Christ does this. Only Christ sorts things out. This is not a matter of finding the right talking head to explain to you a triple bank shot about how we are going to get out of this mess. Now, only Christ is going to get us out of this mess. Only Christ will make things right when he comes for good. Then the deserts will become pools and springs. Then all nations, tribes, and languages will gather around him on bended knee. Until then, we are left with the words and promises of Christ, which is the way that he is present to us today. The other worries that we have in this age, they will still entangle us, but we should see that they will not trap us. They do not have the last say. Elsewhere in the gospel, Christ says over and over again, we do not need to worry about food. We do not need to worry about clothing. We do not need to worry about our drinks or where we will live. He says, we have a heavenly Father. Our heavenly Father takes care of us. But we are to look forward to Jesus' return, knowing that the age he brings is so much better that it is not worth comparing with this one. For those worried about money or house or jobs, I don't think you will have to worry about being paupers in the new age. I am sure that we will be taken care of. I don't think we will be disappointed about where we will live. I don't think we will be disappointed about what we will eat or drink. With whatever jobs or tasks that God will give us on that day, God has all of that stuff sorted. And hearing that and seeing that again, when you see that all of those things are laid out for you in the age to come, in that period after Christ's return, well, doesn't it make you want to get there sooner rather than later? Doesn't it make you want that life? That is the anxiety that Isaiah is addressing. To you who want all of that stuff now, Isaiah says, do not worry. That day is coming. God is coming. Peter will add, hundreds of years later, that God is not slow in his coming. Believe it or not, things right now are going according to plan. Misbehavior, unbelief, scoffing at the Word of God, those are all covered. Those are all talked about in the Scriptures. For the spiritually deaf, for the mute, God draws them to Him right now. At times like these, He calls us to repentance and to come today to hear the word of Christ, that it may open your ears, that we would sing his praises. That is exactly as it should be. None of that is out of place. And then for you to go out of these doors, for you to go out in the world with that on your mind, to redeem the time, then know that you go out not cowering and afraid, but with confidence, knowing that God has everything under control, knowing that Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. As they say in the gospel reading, he does all things well. So be strong, fear not, behold your God. He comes with vengeance, with a recompense of God. He comes to save you. Amen.